Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 16th, 2020, and today we're looking at Psalm 103 and 104. These two psalms go as a pair, and they're beautiful. Psalm 103 is going to be just full of all the memorable passages that you remember from everywhere else, but you don't remember where they came from. They're from Psalm 103. And Psalm 104 talks about God's blessings from a different way. Psalm 103 is about God's spiritual blessings. Psalm 104 is about God's providence, or how God continues to care for his creation. And the arrangement that the psalmist uses, King David here, the arrangement that King David uses in Psalm 104 is according to the days of creation. So if you remember the days of creation, on the first day of creation, God created light. On the second day, he created the sky and the sea, the waters above and the waters beneath. On the third day of creation, God created the dry ground and the plants. On the fourth day of creation, God localized that light from day one in the sun, moon, and stars. On the fifth day, God created the fish and fowl, the things that fly in the sky above and swim in the sea beneath. And on the sixth day, God created land animals and humans, humans being distinct and created in a different way from the rest of creation. And so in Genesis chapter 2, God zoomed in on day 6 for us. And then on day 7, God rested. And that's the basic format that David uses in Psalm 104. And so we'll start with Psalm 103, which really focuses on the spiritual blessings. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with mercy and compassion, who satisfies your life with goodness, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord made righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He will not always accuse. He will not keep his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us according to our guilty deeds. Yes, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so powerful is his mercy toward those who fear him. As distant as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our rebellious acts from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, like a wild flower he blossoms. Then the wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place recognizes it no more. But the Lord's mercy is from eternity to eternity over those who fear him, and his righteousness is with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant, with those who remember his precepts in order to obey them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his royal power rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, you strong warriors who obey his word by listening to what he says. Bless the Lord, all his armies, you who minister to him, you who do whatever pleases him. Bless the Lord, everything that he has made in all places where he rules. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is a brief meditation, I guess you could say, on the goodness and the mercy of God, and it's worth reading again. So if you have a little bit of time before you fall asleep tonight, or if you're sitting in the pew this morning at church before the worship service starts, just bring up Psalm 103, because few things would really set your mind to prepare yourself for worship the way that Psalm 103 does. I guess there's one thing that I'll mention, is that normally, you know, when I preach on this, or especially that verse, as far as the east is from the west, you know, I usually illustrate with a joke. You know, how do you know which way is south? How can you reliably know which way is south? Well, it's simple. You just go to the North Pole and head in a straight line anywhere, right? But it doesn't work that way with east and west. Even if you could head east around the world a dozen times, and you would never all of a sudden be heading west. And that's how far our Lord has removed our transgressions from us. as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's the goodness and mercy of our God. And all of this, Psalm 103, I think, obviously looking ahead to that fulfillment of in the Messiah, of taking away our sin and promising all the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are fulfilled. Next, we'll look at Psalm 104. Kind of follows the outline of the days of creation. It doesn't follow it very, strictly, because day 5 and 6 are just kind of all put together at the end, but it really makes sense. David did a wonderful arrangement with this one. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wears light like a robe. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy. He lays beams on the waters to support his upper chambers. He makes clouds his chariots. He travels on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds. His ministers are blazing fire. He placed the earth firmly on its foundations. It cannot be moved forever and ever. You covered it with the deep as a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the sound of your thunder they hurried away. The waters surged up the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you prepared for them. You set a boundary that they cannot cross. They will not return to cover the earth. He makes springs flow into streams that run between the mountains. They give water to every wild animal. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky live by the streams. From among the branches they send out their song. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is filled with the fruit he produces. He makes grass grow for the cattle, and plants that people use to produce food from the earth. Also wine that makes people's hearts glad, olive oil to make their face shine, and bread that sustains their lives. The trees of the Lord have everything they need. He planted the cedars of Lebanon, where birds make their nests. The stork has its home in the fir tree. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the rock badger. The moon marks off the months and the seasons. The sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness and it becomes night. During it, all the animals in the forest move about. The young lions roar for their prey. They are seeking their food from God. The sun rises and they gather together. They return to their dens and lie down. Man goes out to his work. He continues his labor until evening. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and very wide. In it, creatures swarm beyond number, living things, the small with the large. There the ships go back and forth, and the leviathan that you formed to play in it. All of them wait hopefully for you to give them their food in its time. You give it to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. You hide your face, they are terrified. You take away their breath. They breathe their last and return to their dust. You send your spirit. They are created. You renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord throughout my life. I will make music to my God as long as I last. May my meditation be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners come to an end on the earth, and the wicked, may they be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. And so the overall theme here of Psalm 104, talking about God's physical blessings, talking about God's ongoing care for the world and for the creatures of the world which he created, as well as God's ongoing care for humans. And that the point that David makes is that part of God's providence or part of God's ongoing care for the world is that he set up these rules and these laws, like here's where the waters are and here's where the dry ground is. Here's where the sun is and when it goes down and when it gets up. And all these things obey God's command, that God is still active in preserving his world. He didn't just, set up the world and then go on vacation or something like that. God set up the world according to these laws, and then he maintains it and keeps it working and functioning properly according to these laws. And that's the comfort that we have for us as well, that if God takes so much care of the world around us and these animals who don't have eternal souls the way that you and I do, if God takes so much care of a world that will one day be destroyed and remade with fire, of course, he will take even more care of you and me. He gave his son for you and for me, and you have this eternal life that he has promised with him forever, this eternal soul, and then one day after Judgment Day, you will live in heaven, body and soul, with your resurrected body, your glorified body, and Of course, God will continue to take care of you here today. Of course, God will continue to watch over you and provide for you and take care of you. Because if he takes care of the animals who are here today and gone tomorrow, he gave his son for you, and he'll take care of you too. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It is Sunday morning. If you don't have a church nearby, check out yearbook.wells.net and you can find a local church near to you. Otherwise, you could text me, Pastor Hagen. I could help you out with that. Or tune into YouTube. Just tune into Resurrection Mommy and you can catch our Sunday morning service. God bless your day.